everyone, and welcome along to The Punts. There are four live games in the Premier League this weekend, and DK and Alex, fresh from winning naps last week, are ready to dissect them. After the incredible and unparalleled success of Easy as ABC, the Spurs players have a go at agree or disagree, taking on statements like the earth is flat, which I believe was sent in by a certain Mr. C. Frotch. The Football League guys are back with their best bets. Robbie Savage has bad news for Manchester United fans, and Derek has his bit too. But first, even though I enjoyed my time alongside Alex last week, it would be unfair of me to hog him all to myself. I'm sure you missed him last week, didn't you, DK?
Yeah, missed is quite a strong word, Emma. But how could you not with that face? That's the question.
Hey. Thanks, Dave. I missed you too.
Good week last week. Winning naps, and I watched the punt, and you came up with some good bets in the majority of the games. I was pretty impressed.
Thanks. Getting compliment from you, Dave, is what I live for, so thanks very much. No, we had Bournemouth. We got that game spot on.
Yep.
West Ham, which you napped as well. They were the two big success stories, I suppose, of the week. Hopefully we can have a couple more winners this week, or maybe even more. That might be pushing it a bit, though.
It's good to be back. We start at Bramall Lane with Sheffield United versus Liverpool. Sheffield United 9-1, the draw 4-1, Liverpool in the betting at 1-3. If you fancy both teams to score in the match, yes is 17-20, no is 17-20. Full range of markets on the William Hill website at williamhill.com and on the app. My first question to you, I was looking at the outright market for the Premier League. Manchester City 8-11, Liverpool 11-10. Is that right, or do you think the bookmakers have got the wrong favourite now?
I think that is right.
Okay.
I think it's perfect, actually. I think they deserve to be favourites, but only just Man City.
It's going to be difficult for Manchester City to claw that gap back, though, because we don't think many teams are going to take points off Liverpool or Manchester City. They've really, in the opening exchanges of the season, separated themselves from the rest.
Yeah, that is true. Those two just look so far superior to everybody else, though. All of those other teams look vulnerable, not every week, but a lot of weeks. If you think already, Spurs have had a mini crisis.
Yep.
Arsenal, the fans are saying, oh, is Emery the right man for the job? Man, you are a mess at present. Who else? Chelsea.
Yeah.
Chelsea couldn't sign anyone. They've got an excuse, but they can't defend. Then all of a sudden you're thinking, well, Man City and Liverpool are the rock-solid ones. Liverpool have been rock-solid so far this season. City have slipped up, but if that is their slipping up, then it means that Liverpool are due a slip-up, if you like, later on down the line. They're not going to win every game this season, Liverpool. This will be a tough test as well, you know.
They have won the last 15 in a row. They're unbeaten in 23. You mentioned tough test. Sheffield United beat a Merseyside club at a big price last weekend. I don't think it's going to happen this weekend, Mr. Dunn.
They were good against Everton, weren't
yeah.
they? And they've been good so far this season. The way that they play makes it difficult to play against them. But coming up against the side of Liverpool's calibre is a completely different test, to be honest with you. And as well, when Sheffield United are at home, when any team are at home, this isn't exclusive to Sheffield United at all, a lot of teams just feel that little bit more pressure to actually go and have a go, no matter who they're playing. You don't want to see a home team camped out in their own half like they would do if they went to Anfield. They might have a bit of a go at Liverpool here, and I'd quite like to see that. But whatever happens, I think Liverpool will come out on top.
My bet in this game is Sadio Mane to score first. I actually think he's a better player than Mohamed Salah. That's a huge statement.
He's been the more consistent this season, certainly.
Yeah.
Salah, Firmino, Mane, they sort of take it in turns to shoulder that burden of goal scoring. One of them turns up every week. Mane's done it more often than most this season. He could well get on the score sheet here. It's a difficult game, though, to get the value out of because Liverpool is such a short price. I'm going to go for a correct score, take a bit of a chance at a slightly bigger price on Liverpool to win this game 2-0. We've seen them go to Burnley and win 3-0, keep a clean sheet there. I think this could be a similar kind of story. I'm going 2-0 to Liverpool, correct score.
2-0 Liverpool for Alex. Now, we heard at the top of the programme from Emma, highlighting the new game, Agree or Disagree. It's a fun segment, this, with the Spurs players.
Why is he laughing?
No, wait, this is disgusting. We're Tottenham Hotspur Football Club, and this is Agree or Disagree. First one's from @Hensoon. Defenders should never wear gloves.
Disagree.
Disagree.
So if he wants to wear gloves, he can wear gloves?
Yeah, disagree.
I agree. You agree?
Yeah.
They should never wear gloves?
Yeah, I think defenders need to show that they are strong.
You can pretend you're strong and then be not strong, you know?
Defenders cannot be cold.
Disagree.
Disagree. Sorry, man. At Lily White Rocks. Aliens exist and visit planet Earth. I reckon they exist, like somewhere out there, but I don't think that they've
made it
here.
It depends on what is aliens for him. I disagree.
I need proof. If there's proof, okay.
I don't think you're gonna get proof.
I believe only what I see.
Yeah, same. No chance.
But everything is possible, no?
Big universe, no?
Yeah.
Disagree?
Disagree.
Nobody can convince us for that.
What was this?
Oh. At Ryan Hopkinson. The Earth is flat.
His head is flat then, if he thinks like this.
This doesn't need anything, no. Disagree.
Disagree.
At Tommy, THFC. Hugo Lloris is the best dressed in the squad. Why is he laughing? Hey, it's not me.
I agree.
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
He's no good, he's no bad.
So we agree, yeah?
I agree.
Ben Appleton, 17. Pineapple belongs on pizza. No way, this is disgusting.
No.
A traditional pizza, no.
It's not the best option, but... Yeah.
This is wrong for me.
Wrong. Disagree.
Disagree.
It's Tom Moore, 1994. Game of Thrones is the best TV series ever
that's
made.
That's for Toby.
That's for you, my man.
Yes. Yeah? It is.
What's the best?
I disagree.
So what is the best for you?
Breaking Bad, Prison Break.
Prison Break.
Cannot be Dragons the best series.
Toby, what about the last season, though, man?
If you fly in the Dragons...
No, I enjoyed it. Top three?
Yeah. Top three.
Agree, top three?
Yeah, I would go top three.
But of course, Prison Break was unbelievable.
At Spurs Jono, Brazilians are the most skillful footballers in the world.
Disagree. I agree.
In history, yes.
Thank you, Toby.
Yeah, I would agree.
Thank you, Ben.
I need to recognize the talent of Brazilians.
Thank you.
At Franny Wright said, dogs are more entertaining than cats. Yes. I would say yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I agree.
You're a cat man.
Yeah, I'm a cat man. I'm disagree.
Cats don't do anything. They just chill.
He stays on the sofa and that's it.
They just use you to feed them.
No.
All right. At Anwar23, Spurs' new stadium is the best stadium in the world.
Yes
100%.
I agree.
Yes, it's the best.
Okay, next. TeddyBear56 said, Pochettino should bring back his long hair.
I will wait to Hugo say something.
Captain choice.
No, I like how he is.
Doesn't mean that he was bad.
No. What, then?
Yeah.
Okay. So disagree.
I disagree.
Okay. Thanks for sending in your statements. We're Tottenham Hotspur, and that was agree or disagree.
Speaking about things that are out of this world, we've got Manchester City travelling to Goodison to take on Everton. This week, 5:30 kick-off this one. Everton double-figure price, 10-1 for Everton. The draw, 9-2, Manchester City. In the betting at 2-7, match result on both teams to score, got to be of interest here. Everton 12-1 in that market. The draw, 5-1, Manchester City in the betting at 6-4. We'll come on to City in a few moments' time. I want to start with Everton and Marco Silva because he's back to the Marco Silva we all know and love. His team's conceding plenty of goals and abject performance last week against Sheffield United. And there's two schools of thought here. Some Everton fans think they need to be more proactive in the transfer window and Marco Silva needs to be given time. And then others think Marco Silva is overrated. If I was an Everton fan, I'd be going with Marco Silva being overrated personally.
Well, they spend a lot of money, don't they?
Yeah.
Let's be fair. And their defence looks as bad as it has done in quite a while. And they do concede a lot of goals. Week in, week out, whenever we do an Everton preview, I seem to go against them. And I've had Everton fans contact me on Twitter saying, why? And it's because you keep losing. I can't do anything about that. Until you start winning games, I won't be tipping you up.
Yeah.
That said, I did think about it this week because they're such a big price and they've got a fair record at home to Man City. It's not a devastating one anyway. Mm. Even then, though, I can't see them keeping City out.
Yeah.
I can't see them keeping City to one. So if Everton are going to win this game, they're going to have to score three. They could. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'd probably want a bigger price than we're getting.
Yeah, Norwich scored three against Manchester City early on in the campaign. And before that game, we talked about Manchester City maybe being vulnerable defensively with so many injuries. At centre-half in particular, they've got Nicolas Otamendi filling that spot with Fernandinho now. I can see Everton scoring this game. I just can see City scoring many more.
Yeah, I think that's likely. City, going forward so far this season, have been absolutely phenomenal. They've scored a ridiculous amount of goals. And the thing is, if I was a Watford fan, I'd have had a little degree of optimism going to the Etihad last week. And after 20 minutes, I thought, oh dear. Because, you know, coming there off the back of the defeat, and they looked like we could get at them here. De La Feu's pace could cause problems. And then, bam, 8-0. It's not really ideal. So it's the kind of game Everton will be, I think, scared going into it. What if they do that to us? What if they do that to us at home? If Everton can shut them out for a little bit of time, then we might see an interesting game develop. If City score early, this could get messy. Mm. I don't think it will get messy, but I think City will win and win fairly comfortably.
Let's talk about the main man, that man right there, Sergio Aguero. Scored in his last 7 Premier League games. I fancy him to get on the score sheet. My bet here would be City to win and both teams to score.
I think City will win. I'd take the both teams to score element out of it, just in case City go crazy like they did against Watford. But I can sort of see where you're coming from with that. I think we will see plenty of goals, though. Aguero has to be talked about because of his record so far this season. It is phenomenal. Interestingly, his record against Everton in the Premier League is, by his standards, absolutely shocking.
Yeah.
He's not scored against them since 2014, which, again, by his standards, absolutely ridiculous. He's got to score soon. So I'm going to take him to score first here. He's been so, so good this season. It's just surely a matter of time until he does manage to score against the Toffees. But I think City will win. But the best bet for me has to be Aguero to score first.
Aguero to get the first goal in the game, Saturday 5:30 kickoff. Now we are going to hear from a Mr. Derek McGovern, who is at the bottom of the NAPS table at the moment. Hopefully that can change shortly.
Man United have had 4 managers since Fergie hung up his empties. 3 of them are now out of football, and the 4th soon will be. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is successfully imposing his principles at Old Trafford, those principles being to flirt with relegation. He's clocking up a rate of failure not seen anywhere outside of this podcast. Right now, you'd back Boris Johnson to last longer in his role than Solskjaer. Maybe they should switch jobs. Ole would surely make a better fist at getting out of Europe quickly. Jeff Stelling would always cheer up Liverpool fans on Sky Soccer Saturday by saying, "There's been a goal at Old Trafford, and it hasn't gone the way you might think." Under Solskjaer, he uses the same phrase to signal a United goal. I'd be very surprised if he sees out the season, that season being autumn. It's taken United 2 years to become a laughingstock, and that's so sad. I was hoping they'd get there a lot quicker. So far in the Premier League this season, they've failed to beat Wolves, Crystal Palace, Southampton and West Ham. Who in their right mind would back them at little more than evens to beat Arsenal on Monday? It's the most ridiculous price since whatever they paid for Harry Maguire. Gunners are a smidgen below 2-1, and that's my kind of bet, i.e. one that wins. But if it's a nap you're looking for, look elsewhere. I have just a thing for you. I'm not saying Crystal Palace are bad, but they're below Man U in the table. What's more, they score at home about as often as I do. Now, Norwich are not sure things to beat them. In 40 years of gambling, I've only ever been given one surefire can't-lose bet and finished second. But at almost 3-1, the Canaries are practically unmissable.
Derek going with Norwich then as his best bet this weekend. That's one of the non-TV games. We've got a live game for you on Sunday, 4:30 kickoff. Leicester City taking on Newcastle. Leicester City at time of recording, 52-100. The draw, 3-1. Newcastle in the betting at 6-1. Leicester City have a genuine chance this season of breaking into that top four. I think they've got quality throughout. They don't want too many injuries, obviously, but James Maddison, there's like a movement now for him to be in the next England squad, isn't there? And I think they're superb. I think they've got a fantastic manager in Brendan Rodgers as well.
I'm amazed that Maddison didn't get any minutes in that last international
break.
Yeah,
me too.
I hate international breaks. I'd see no need for them.
We've not mentioned that on the pump before, have we?
And we'll be back with another one in 3 weeks' time. But I've got to say, I was amazed that he didn't get at least a run out.
Yeah.
Because he looks fantastic at the minute, doesn't he? Mm. He's one of those players that I'd hate to play against because he just gets into space and then you pick him up and he beats you anyway and then curls one in the top corner. It's quite hard to play against.
They've got a nice fixture this week against the worst team in the Premier League, Newcastle United.
See, that's not very nice, is it, Dave? I will challenge you on that, not just because I feel obliged to.
Yeah.
They're not very good, Newcastle, but they're not the worst team in the league. Mm.
You said that with such a lack of conviction.
It's not the most
confidence.
Convincing. Our local paper, The Chronicle, had a headline the other day, which was Steve Bruce to abandon front foot tactics. I mean, Jesus. Like, if our back five get any deeper, they'll be in the Gallagher. It's ridiculous. We had like 24% possession against Brighton. Beggar's belief, Dave.
We were talking about this game off air and saying that Newcastle, because they set up with that back five, Jamie Vardy isn't likely to get in behind them. He's got a fantastic scoring record, Jamie Vardy, recently, but he might not have that much joy because of the way Newcastle set up this weekend.
Yeah, very true. I think because Newcastle will be so deep, his joy comes in stretching teams in behind.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he has to adapt his game. And it's difficult because he doesn't get many touches of the ball. So when he does touch it, it basically has to be a shot on goal. That said, there are other ways that Leicester can score goals. It's not necessarily just Vardy. Newcastle at Leicester have actually got a decent record.
Yeah.
They've won the last two times that we've been there. That's the only time that Brendan Rodgers has lost at home in the league in charge of Leicester. The thing is, on both occasions, the key goal was scored by Ayoze Perez, who now belongs to Leicester. So unless he's going to, you know, perform the ultimate act of sabotage, I think it will be difficult for Newcastle here. I was a little bit tempted, to be honest, by just looking at the anytime scorers for Newcastle.
Yeah, yeah.
The likes of, say, Joe Linton's around 100 to 30 to score any time.
Yeah.
And you think, well, that's not too bad. Of course, he scored at Spurs, but he's also looked really isolated. And Man City scored against Watford last week as many goals as Newcastle have scored all season in about 20 minutes. That's sort of the task that Newcastle have here. Going forward, there's just not enough for me at the minute.
My best bet of the weekend comes in this one. I'm going Leicester City to win this game to nil. I don't see Newcastle scoring.
I probably couldn't put you off that, to be honest. As much as I'd like to, I don't think that I could. With the lack of space in behind for Vardy to exploit, that does bring other players into the game. James Maddison is one player, but he's still a fairly short price to score at any time, but of course he's a threat from set pieces as well.
Yeah.
But my bet in the game is going to be Youri Tielemans to score at any time, purely because I think with Newcastle playing so deep, you'll end up with a lot of, not necessarily space, but I think room on the edge of the box that can be easily manoeuvred by a top quality player. He is one of those, and he's a fair price to score at any time. But I'd be backing cards in this game as well. I think there could be a little bit of aggro left over from the cup game that they played a few weeks ago when there were one or two tackles flying around. So I'll be looking at cards, but best bet for me, Tielemans.
Very good. Thank you, Alex. Now we finished the Premier League weekend with a trip to Old Trafford, Manchester United taking on Arsenal. And Robbie Savage has bad news for Manchester United fans.
5 wins in the last 19 in Old Cup. No away wins since February. Since Oli took over their Premier League form, they've been 13th place on 16 points. Saying all that, keep Oli at the wheel. He needs time. Manchester United do not chop and change managers. He's had one transfer window. Previous managers have had a lot more. Since Fergie left, £800 million nearly spent on that squad. And I've got to say, in that squad, only one or two players will get anywhere near Liverpool or Manchester City's starting lineup. So that's what Oli's dealing with. The three players he's brought in, Maguire, Wan-Bissaka, James, have probably been three of United's best performers this season. I don't care who you are, what manager you are. With that squad, I don't think you're turning the fortunes around. I think you need 5-6 transfer windows. United are 5 years or so off from challenging for the Premier League. So keep Oli at the wheel. It's going to be a while, though, before they challenge again.
A damning indictment there about Manchester United and their lack of success recently. Robbie Savage thinks it's going to take 5 years for Manchester United to get back to towards the top of the Premier League. They might finish outside the top six this season, the way they're going. And I don't think it's about having those transfer windows. I think it's about the man spending the money. Ed Woodward's done an amazing job from a business perspective, but they've neglected what's happening with the football team. And until they get a technical director, sporting director, they're going to struggle, Manchester United. And they've not managed to replace Romelu Lukaku. I mean, everyone talks about him being massively overrated, but he gets you 20 goals a season. Manchester United now hanging their hat on Marcus Rashford, Dan James, Mason Greenwood, players that are still unproven, really.
Well, Rashford and Martial have both had injury problems so far this season.
Yeah.
And they were the two that had to be fit, basically. It is an issue for Man U. And we saw it against Rochdale. I mean, being taken to penalties is, to be honest, embarrassing.
Yeah, of course
for a club like Manchester United. They come up against Arsenal here, who I don't really know what to make of them.
I think they're decent, Arsenal. I think I'm looking at these prices here. Manchester United 13-10 to win the game. The draw 5-2. Arsenal 2-1. I don't think you're going to get many bites on Manchester United at 13-10 this weekend. I think Arsenal look overpriced to me. I have this like a kind of an each of two kind of game, this one.
Well, I could never have Arsenal as favourites at Old Trafford as a rule.
Yeah.
Can you confidently say that Arsenal will keep a clean sheet on the road, Dave? Ever?
Well, I don't think Arsenal just don't keep clean sheets, do they? They've conceded twice.
One in the whole of last season.
Yeah.
And one so far this season,
I think. They've conceded twice in the last four Premier League games, Arsenal. So I can't see Arsenal keeping a clean sheet necessarily. But where are Manchester United's goals going to come from? I just think the price of 13-10 for United is just way too short. And if I'm having a bet in this game, I'm leaning towards Arsenal, definitely.
I think goals would also have to be a factor in the game, as you mentioned. It's difficult because Arsenal can't defend. Man U defensively have been probably a little better with Maguire and Wan-Bissaka in there, but still not rock solid by any means. Then you've got Arsenal who look really good going forward.
Yep.
Man U who don't look so good going forward. It's difficult to weigh up. This could be 0-0. It could be 4-4. There you go. End of preview. It's a difficult one to get right, but I think I agree with you. Arsenal, at that kind of price, are very, very tempting, aren't they?
Both teams to score is a very short price here as well. Yes, in that both teams to score market is currently available at 8-15. Full range of markets, by the way, on the William Hill website and on the William Hill app. And you can build your odds online as well. I'm looking at this game. I just think Arsenal are too big a price here. I think both teams will score. I'm going with the Gunners. And both teams to score in the match.
I think that is a pretty sound bet, to be honest with you. Arsenal have got so much pace on the break, and I think that could be key here. Man U going forward have got problems at the minute with injuries. Arsenal don't, because Aubameyang has been in superb form.
He has.
Back end of last season and the start of this. Nicolas Pepe is just warming up as well. I think Man U at home will have a duty to play some sort of attacking football, regardless of who's up top for them. And I think Arsenal will pick them off on the break. So I'm really tempted by Arsenal as the outsiders. You mentioned Arsenal and both teams to score, which is a nice price. But Arsenal on their own is a tempting price enough. So I'm sticking with the Gunners outright. One of the most strong bets that I have this week, to be honest. I think Arsenal will go to Old Trafford and win. They've not done that in the league since 2006. I didn't have grey hair then, you know.
I don't believe that for a second.
That was a lie.
Thank you, Alex. So Arsenal to win at Old Trafford Monday night football. And as a little bit of a bonus, here's Emma with details of an offer online.
Cheers for that, DK. Yep, everyone's talking about the Monday night game this week. And it's the Golden Goal match at William Hill 2. Now, I'm sure you know how it works by now. If the team you back to win scores first, you win no matter what the results. Click or touch the banners at williamhill.com or on the app for all the details. And good luck whichever way you're betting. Right, let's check in with our Football League experts now. Al on League 2, Gav on League 1, but first, over to Pete.
My nap in the Championship this week is going to be Birmingham. They're 13-5 away at Derby. A Derby side who haven't won in the league since the opening game of the season. And if we're being honest, were very, very fortunate to get anything out of Leeds at Elland Road last week. Yes, Birmingham have lost heavily on a couple of occasions away from home so far this season. 2-3-0 losses. But in between that and before that, they beat Brentford 1-0 and Charlton 1-0 as well. Derby for me, out of form. Therefore, Birmingham 13-5. Is my Championship nap of the week.
My nap this weekend is all about Peterborough United at home to Wimbledon. Wimbledon struggling this season, second bottom, only courtesy of a Bolton side on minus points. Peterborough at home played 4, scored 12, but 9 in their last two games at home, winning 3-0 and 6-0 last time out. And away from home, Wimbledon played 5, lost 5, losing 2-1, 2-1, 3-1, 2-1 and 2-1. Number of ways to play this one, but Peterborough and over 2.5 goals at 6-4 is my nap for this weekend.
Normally, I'd be on Cheltenham, but it's got to be the home counties instead this week for Stevenage against Cambridge because, ooh, the prices. Neither side in action in midweek, but here we have a team bottom of the table with no wins all season, whose goalless draw at Forest Green last week was their first point in 5 matches, whose home record in all competitions this season is 0 wins, 6 defeats and 1 draw, and who are the favourites to beat a Cambridge side in the top half of the table who've won their last 2 and 3 of their last 4 in the league away from home. How are Cambridge 7-4?
There you have it then, the Football League Naps for this week. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see the Naps table here in the studio. And if you're listening, I'll tell you I'm top of the table at the moment.
Look at him, like a Cheshire cat.
£63.50 in profit following the mighty Hammers last week. I'm tempted to go for West Ham every single week at the moment, but I'm going Leicester to win to nil as my best bet this week. Currently available at 6-5.
It's bad enough that people are having this idea of you as some sort of competent tipster. Then you go and say that my beloved Newcastle won't even score on Sunday. What am I going to do on Sunday?
You agree with me though, don't you, as well?
I think from a betting point of view, yeah. I'd be so happy to prove you wrong this week more than ever.
You've moved into profit as well following last week, and you're going with?
I'm going with Crystal Palace. I'm taking on Derek.
Yeah, I see that.
I can see why he's gone for Norwich, because they're a big price and they're not obviously that much worse than Palace. But I think Norwich this season are going to be a bit like Burnley were a few seasons ago. Very strong at home, horrible away. They've played 3 away games so far. -1 on the handicap would have landed for the home side in each of those games. And you've got really contrasting styles coming up against each other there. Norwich are free-flowing, Palace are anything but.
Yep.
And I think Roy Hodgson could just...
do a number.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to say tactically outsmart Norwich, because Derek could have me. but I do think Palace... look, I'll be honest with you, they're 19-20. Yeah. It is not the best nap I will have or will have ever put up on there, or will do this season. But for this week, I'm quite happy with it, because prices aside...
yeah.
I think it'll land.
Okay. It's been a really solid start to the season. The Premier League treble landed last week around about 13-1, I think. We've had the Football League treble land two or three times already this season. We're just waiting for all six to land. I'd like to say I'm sure that's going to happen this season.
No, you'll be waiting a while.
Yeah,
I think
you could be waiting a while, unfortunately. But it's good news.
What I would say is, obviously, you can't have a Premier League treble this week because Derek and I are conflicting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend putting Norwich in, but... as I'm here and Derek isn't, if you do want an alternative, I'd focus on Son for Spurs.
Yeah.
They're at home to Southampton. Spurs are in a bit of a pickle at the minute, but it's a game that I think they could really set down a marker and say, look, we're here, Pochettino's staying. I think they could score a few. So I nearly napped Son to score two or more just because it was an outlandish price, but I thought, no, we'll play it safe. But I think Son, anytime, still a fair enough price in that game. Mm. Southampton, by the way, don't like them. Not even a bit. I took them on last week. I'm not convinced at all by them. They're going to be the next Everton for me. I'm going to take them on every week. Southampton fans, buckle up.
thank you, Alex, for your company this weekend. Thank you, everyone that's tuned in. Do tell your friends. Check out all the betting at williamhill.com and on the app. And we'll see you again next week.